Well, Kieran Dunne, he burst in the scene last year, and he was the star, as Kerry roared to that great All Ireland victory. And this year, of course, he'd be remembered most, I suppose, for his two goals against Cork in the All Ireland final. And really, he's one of the best known footballers, I suppose, in the 32 counties. An outstanding young man. But what many people might know, that he's a tremendous football background. He just didn't burst on the scene, come from the stacks, and just because he was a basketball player. But I'm delighted to be talking to his grandmother, Mary Fitzgerald, here in Tralee. And Mary Fitzgerald comes from Lawless Cross, just outside Killarney. And indeed, I know all the Moriartys there. She was Mary Moriarty from Lawless Cross. Mary, it was great to talk to you on Terrace Talk.
Thanks very much, Grisha.
You listen to Terrace Talk regular.
I do.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Now, come here, tell us about your own background, because there was great football in your family. And tell us where exactly you came from.
Well, I was born in Lawless Cross, and we were always very interested in football, and went to matches with my father, and Lord have mercy on him. And, it was always been greyhounds and football were the main topics in our house.
Yeah. And of course, you only lived about 3 miles from the town of Killarney.
Yeah, about three.
Yeah.
Years.
And tell us about the days going to football matches in Killarney.
We used to go on the pony and trap, of course. As we had no cars that time, very few people had, only the parish priest and the teachers. But we went with Daddy in the pony and trap, and we enjoyed ourselves immensely.
Yeah. Have you any memories of the actual matches themselves? Do you remember the lines of Cleaney playing, and do you remember the Crokes Legion matches?
Oh, God, I do. Sure, there was about four or five lines of some Cleaney's, and Tagila, he could kick a pint from any part of the field. He was marvellous.
He was
a Croke man.
That's right. And of course, you'd be Kilcommon, and of course, Gene Moriarty now is in Lawless Cross, and he's a great Kilcommon man. Have you memories of Kilcommon playing?
Not really, then, no. I was usually follow the Crokes and Crokes mostly.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your uncle was Dee Connor.
Yeah.
And Dee Connor was a legendary Kerry footballer. Talk to us about what he won.
God, he won four in a row anyway.
29.
30, 31, 32.
Yeah.
And he was a fine, strong young man. He worked in the St. Finian's in Killarney. And what else could I say about him? He was at the Talton Games.
Yeah.
And
have you memories of him around at home? You have, of course. Well, and you see, talk football a lot.
Not really, no. He never talked much to football. He was living, he bought the old farm back from my other uncle. He bought the Ardoch.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where he died.
Yeah. So Mary, growing up in Lawless Cross, which is just 3 miles from Killarney, was it, as you said, was football very predominant in the home always?
Oh, it was. And then the kids, Jean and Michael, they were both, every Sunday, their friends would come and they'd have matches over the field, murder-like.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
all the kids around the place. Yeah. So yeah. It was always...
Yeah. As a matter of interest now, what became of Dee Connor's four medals now, as a matter of interest? Did you ever see them?
I saw them, all right. They used to be in a card. He had a lovely velvet card plaque made for them. But I'd say the family now have them. They distributed them around to the family, like. He had six girls, six daughters.
Yeah.
So they all... He had no son, only six daughters.
Yeah, yeah. You came along then, and of course you went back west to get a man, didn't you?
And you were
jumping out of the football fire, out of the football frying pan, into the football fire.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, I trained in London, Whips Cross in London, trying to be a nurse. And then I got a permanent job I got a choice, mind you, that time, of Killarney, Tralee or Dingle, and I took Dingle. And I met Sean then shortly after going back, and we married shortly, I suppose about a year afterwards.
He came from a famous pub?
He did, the Cúna in Fionnuala.
Yeah.
It's beautiful Irish, Sean.
And of course, once again, football came in because he was a McGarrett.
That's right.
And tell us the connection with the famous McGarrett that came along and won all Ireland's medals after, Seamus McGarrett.
That's right. Well, he was a first cousin of the Bruisers, who was the father of Seamus. And I don't know what else could I say about him.
Yeah,
but, marvellous player. Seamus was a marvellous footballer. Of course, he trained didn't he train them, the juniors, did he? Or minors?
Seniors.
Seniors, did he?
And the minors?
Yeah. Seamus is very nice. He's great golfer now, I'd say. He's turned to the golf.
Yes.
And the football, of course.
That's right. Of
still
course.
Has.
And, of course, that brings us along then to Kieran Donaghy himself.
Yes.
Now, first of all, you must be tremendously proud of him, Mary.
I am really very proud of him. He's a very nice young fellow. No, never talks anything. Never, we never hear a thing about the team. Never. He never says, I played good or I played bad or how did I play. But, like, that he got a goal for me, like, that was... Yeah. The main yeah. thing.
And of course, Kieran's mom is your daughter.
That's
Let's
right.
put it clear for our listeners.
That's right.
Now, tell us about Kieran when he was a young fella. What are your earliest memories of him with a football or a basketball, for that matter, in his hand?
Always playing, running around the house when he was very small, kicking a little ball in front of him and always giving a running commentary. You talk about Pat Spillane and Mikey Sheehy and you do me all of hearing it, like.
Yeah.
But... He was always at a ball, actually. You know, he loved football and basketball, always.
Yeah. And the basketball took over for a while, Mary, didn't it, for
oh,
a good
did.
Part of his life?
It did, indeed it did. Well, he was going to the green, and he wasn't on the green team.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was at basketball, and he loved the basketball, which is good too. Any game at all, I love to see kids playing, because it keeps them away from street corners and other... distractions.
It does indeed.
Oh,
it does
indeed,
indeed
it does. A healthy, lovely, healthy interest.
Yes, yeah. Were you surprised, Mary, when he burst on the scene there last year when he was put in full forward? And did you know that was always in him? Did you know that he was better than what he was before he became a talking point in the country?
Well, I always knew he was good and he was so, so keen on it. So interested, like he had to be maybe better,
yeah.
you know. But sure, he's very good, thank God. He's
Before big games now, would he be nervous around the house? Would you see a change in his personality?
Not at all. Not one single iota. But maybe looking for things the night before.
Yeah.
Socks and things,
yeah.
you know. But no, never nervous. Not one bit worked up, but he said, we'll win and he'd be rubbing his hands together and, you know, this kind of thing, you know.
Of course... The football lineage is huge in his family because
yeah.
there was a great Armagh footballer, Paddy Moriarty, one of the all-time greats. He was an all-star. Paddy Moriarty played with Armagh and he has come down to Lawless Cross during the summer on holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's also a relation there. Talk to me about the relation between Paddy Moriarty, the great all-star Armagh footballer, and also talk to me, Mary, about coming down to Lawless Cross.
That's right. Well, his mother and father were both neighbours. His father was a relation of my father's. I'm not too near. I'm hopeless on relationships.
Yes,
but
same as myself.
He was Andrew Moriarty.
Yeah.
And he came from Gartnathona, the same little parish as same little area as my father came from.
Yeah.
So he married Peg Lawler then, who was a neighbour of mine. They were just like neighbours across the fields, you know. So he married Peg, and they had. They went up. Andrew was in the north training dogs, greyhounds. And then Peggy went up and they bought a farm in the north. That's
yeah.
where they
yeah,
finished
yeah.
up like.
To talk to me, who was in the north training greyhounds?
Andrew Moriarty.
Yeah.
Paddy's father.
Oh, yes, yes.
Paddy's
yeah.
father, yeah.
Yes. So that's how he finished up in the north.
That's right. That's
yes,
how he
yes,
finished
yes,
up.
Yeah.
That's how Paddy finished up in the
yeah,
north, yeah.
yeah. Then also, of course, there was an uncle, Kieran's dad's brother, also played into county football.
That's right, that was Peter Donaghy.
Yeah.
I met him the last day above in Dublin, and he told me that he played with the minors.
Yeah.
And I'd say he was very good, but like that, there was no boasting, you know.
Yes.
yeah. Well, when Paddy, I was telling about Paddy, a funny story about Paddy Moriarty. He was here in Jean, my brother, till this way better, of course. But anyway, they were short of a man in the Kilcommon team, and Jean said, they'd put on Paddy, fine, strong lad, you know. He said, don't open your mouth. He said, whatever you do, don't answer any fella that
speaks.
He was
only under 14 then.
Yes, don't answer anybody who speaks to you. So Paddy went on and played a great game. And so at halftime anyway, the kid, one of the other fellas said, I'm on a bloody dummy, he said. He didn't think he could talk at all.
Because the accent would leave him away. And do you know what I'll tell you?
Yeah.
The team they were playing were my own team, the Legion.
Oh, no.
So Kilcom and beat the Legion with Paddy Moriarty from Marmad playing illegally. And the objection never went in, but I doubt if it will ever go in after. Is Kieran very conscious, thing I never asked him actually, is he very conscious of his ancestors in relation to what we're talking about, Mary?
Well, is any young person now?
No, they're not.
You see, that's
no.
The trouble. Sure.
Good point, yeah.
I mean, they know that they're cousins, but, you know, you would have to tell them.
Yes,
they never think of going back investigating it, you know, or anything like
that. No. Now, when you're watching him playing, and you were at the All-Ireland final, of course, this year you saw him scoring the two goals. By the way, what did you think of those two goals against Cork?
Well, I was delighted, of course, even though, like, it was an open house for one of them anyway.
Yeah.
The poor goalie was missing, God help him.
Yeah.
He must be having a terrible time.
Yeah.
But they were marvellous, of course. I don't get overly excited. I kept saying, I light my Lourdes candles always, and I have my rosary bead in my hand. I don't have it too often, but I always have it for the match. But I prayed that he'd keep safe and that he wouldn't do any damage, or anyone of the lads, that they wouldn't be injured. All really.
Would you have great faith and great belief in prayer, even in relation to Kerry playing?
Oh, yes, absolutely then.
Yeah.
I'm not a Holy Mary, but when the matches are on, I'm a very holy woman, holy water flying and everything. And he's very good himself.
Yeah.
And he always says, don't forget the candles then. Yes.
When yourself and your daughter, Kieran's mother, would be sitting down at home now watching a big game on television,
yes.
I imagine he would. How would the two of you be?
She'd be roaring like a mad woman. I wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
She's much worse than me, much worse.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't be sending her away anyway.
Yeah.
We'd have to say to myself, I'd be killed for disturbing her.
And of course, Justin Stacks is his club. He's very proud of them.
That's right, he is. That's where Aidan Conroy, I think he went on the seniors with Aidan.
Yeah.
Aidan is my first cousin, of course.
Yeah.
Graham Barr.
Your husband was a great Irish speaker, very fluent speaker.
Naturally, they talked to the dogs in Irish back there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Has Kieran any bit of Irish?
Sure, only a small bit.
Yeah.
Hoontish Dane, little things like that, I'd say.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. When he comes home from Dublin now after the All-Irelands, I suppose, last year and this year, you don't see much of him. He's busy.
He was here this morning, actually. You missed him about by half an hour.
Yeah.
And he said he'd had to go to Cork. I didn't ask him for what, because he rushed off.
Yeah. Mary, he must be in big demand now, is he? Can you see a big change in that side of his life? His life isn't his own anymore.
You see, he never tells us anything.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is, Weeshie, from one end of the week to the other.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really.
Yeah.
So he never says, I'm going here or I'm going there. He says nothing.
Yeah.
Like his mother and that.
So, Mary, football has taken over a huge part. It started off your life and now it's finishing up your life in a huge way.
Yeah, that's
it must make you very happy to see that young man. He's an exemplary young person.
He's a very nice little fella. And everybody says that he's very, you know, nice to young people and old people.
Yeah.
And not a bit, he's very good with his time.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
You know, he is.
Yeah. Of course, the Kerry trainer, Pat O'Shea, Killarney man, would you have nearly known his father, Mort, and his mother, Bridie?
Oh, yes, I knew Mort. I don't know his mother, but I knew Mort.
Yeah. So, do you get back to Killarney after now?
I stopped driving about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But up to that. And then you see your dependent there, and she's working, she has some other things to do. Hugging all the time, you know.
Yeah. Well, Deirdre and yourself can be very proud of him. I came home from Tralee last Monday night and there was a massive bonfire blazing outside Lawless Cross. As a matter of fact, Mary, on the same thing, I would imagine that down through the decades, every time Kerry won in All-Ireland, I have memories of bonfires at Lawless Cross always.
I'd say you're right there, They were always there, that's true.
Yeah. And of course, you went to school with my sisters in Killarney. That's where we're after discovering that. And your father and my father were great friends your father used to grow up at the from my father in Lawless Cross.
That's true, yes. And poor Gad Maloney was another one. And Stephen, He was living near the grotto.
Stephen Griffin.
That's right.
Another gal,
that's
right. That's right.
He was pally with all them, no.
And my sister Sheila and my late sister Kathleen Ann went to school with you.
That's right, yes, I remember them well.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good students they were too.
So come here, Mary. It was lovely talking to you. You have a great football tradition, Sylvester Hennessy, that great Kerryman scribe, put me in touch with you. And listen, it was lovely to record those memories, because I didn't know that Kieran had such a great football lineage, but we know it now. And come here. I have no doubt he's going to keep lighting up the scene. And he's a fine young man. He's a credit to his mother and his father, and a credit to yourself.
You
and come here. Thank you for talking. The Terrace Talk.
Very welcome, Wish. You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.